this special holiday edition of Legacy Listening. I'm your host, Nancy Predahl, President and CEO of Lamprey-Nearson. The holiday season and the close of the year are always times of reflection, a chance to celebrate what we've accomplished, take stock of where we are, and look ahead with hope and purpose. This year, the concept of transition takes on even greater significance as we prepare to turn the page on an exciting new chapter in Lamprey-Nearson's history. It's not just a transition of time, but also a transition of leadership, continuing our legacy with fresh perspective and new energy. With that in mind, I'm thrilled to welcome today's guests, our incoming President and CEO, Dave McIver. Dave, welcome to Legacy Listening.
Thanks, Nancy. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
I'm going to ask you the first question that I ask all our guests to kick off an episode. As you know, our company's purpose statement is leaving a legacy of enduring improvements to our communities. How does our purpose statement resonate with you, Dave?
Well, leaving a legacy to me is not just about the immediate benefits of the work we do. It's about the lasting impact that our work has on our people, on our company, and on our communities. It's really about creating something that has long-term staying power. I think back to when I started and some of the early projects that I got to work on as part of the Lamprey-Nearson team. And those projects, they still have an impact. They still resonate with me personally as I'm driving down the street looking at them. But they also matter for our community and for our company. It forms a strong foundation to build on as we are looking for successful projects in our past to highlight and to celebrate. But those projects also continue to be vital to the ongoing growth and development of our communities. And I think that's what really resonates with me about that legacy that we leave.
You know, when you were talking about the early projects, what come to mind are those first projects that I work on, Southwind in La Vista, a Jerry Torzon and John Allen project, and I got stuck in a silt basin. I lost my boots. So then there was the barbed wire incident and the time I got my husband's truck stuck, and
nice.
The grading contractor wouldn't help me out until he took a picture of me in front of my truck. So I don't know why those come to mind, but those do.
It's always the embarrassing moments. One of the first questions that came from the folks in Kansas City when I was there this summer, right after we'd started this transition plan, was, what is an embarrassing moment you could share about your history with Lamprey-Nearson? And mine was getting stuck in a snowbank in a parking lot on a construction site and the contractor laughing. So I get it.
Yeah, so many fun memories, so many great projects. You know, Dave, starting as an intern in 2000 and now stepping into the new role of CEO, your career embodies our belief in mentoring and growing our staff from within. That's really been an important part of how we've grown as a firm. Over the years, you've experienced the transformative power of mentorship, not just as someone being guided, but also as a leader fostering growth in others. Your story is a testament to our commitment to nurturing talent and creating a culture where every individual has the opportunity to thrive. That's been an important part of my leadership, and I know it will be an important part of yours. Reflecting on your 24-year journey with Lamprey-Nearson, how has mentorship shaped leadership style?
Mentorship is such a vital part of the ongoing growth, the professional development of who we are in a professional services organization, but also who we are as individuals. You know, so really for me, starting at the very beginning of my career, I was the benefactor of both formal and informal mentoring from so many fellow employees. As I was thinking about this, I was thinking about the names of the folks that impacted me early in my career and even to this day. But each step of my professional development then included supervisors that took the time to pour into me in terms of their knowledge and experience, which really helped shed light on the various ways to approach both problem solving that we do on a daily basis and team building, which is so vital to who we are at Lamprey-Nearson. So as I've transitioned throughout my career from being on the front lines, being out in the field as a construction engineer, to being more of a manager and a leader now, I've been really intentional about taking the time to pour into others just as I was, to kind of share those nuggets of learning, to be available for advice, and to share some of those personal stories that are behind my professional experiences. To this day, mentoring and being mentored are still both critical parts of my daily work. And it's not just about looking out for my own personal growth path, but it's about looking for ways for all of us to grow together, to really drive our success together in order to be where we want to be in the future.
I was thinking this morning when I was getting ready that last year, about this time, Brett Wawers was getting ready to retire. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how odd it is to work yourself out of a job. And I'm in that same position right now with the mentoring and working myself out of a job toward the end of the year. So it's, but that, I mean, that's what we do as leaders. We prepare the next generation. We prepare the next level of leadership. And it's that continuity, that succession planning that really helps us to be a great organization.
Absolutely.
You know, at Lamprey Nearson, financial stability is more than a core value. It's a foundation for everything we do. This strategic focus allows us to remain resilient through economic changes, maintain control over our operations, and invest in what truly matters, our people, innovation, and sustainable growth. More importantly, it gives us the ability to support the communities we serve in meaningful ways, aligning with our purpose of creating lasting, positive legacy. The holiday season is a great time of generosity and giving, making this core value even more meaningful during this special time of year. Dave, can you share how Lamprey Nearson's commitment to financial stability empowers us to not only fulfill our promises to our clients, but also to give back to the communities we serve during holidays and throughout the year? And how does this approach create a ripple effect to support impact beyond the firm itself?
You know, our financial stability really allows us to control our own destiny in terms of the course we plot for the future, as well as providing support for the organizations that do the most good, both in our professions and in our communities. To me, being financially stable then really represents the ability to invest in our people, which strengthens the connections that we have with each other, to each other, but also the projects that we get to work on. Mm-hmm. Because our people feel the support of the company behind them, it encourages them to try new approaches to things, really gives them that foundation to land on. And then it also allows us to invest and give back to those organizations that impact our communities and make them stronger. And that tie then is when our communities grow, collectively, we are the recipients of those lasting benefits, from project opportunities to personal connections, mm-hmm. New people that we get to meet, and then so much more than that. Our financial stability then ultimately is that link to our interwoven connection, I guess, with the people and places that we live with, that we work with, mm-hmm. and that we serve alongside.
Yeah, it's been a huge impact, not only to our community, but our team members. It really, it's felt across the company.
It is. And as a result, I think it really strengthens our individual team members' commitment to the company to our team members. We see how that is mm-hmm. woven back and forth and really creates the fabric of who we are and then how we can continue to work and serve in our communities.
I love the fact that by giving back, we actually are able to increase our impact long term. So it's not a zero-sum game, yep. that we can actually see the impact we have, as you mentioned, with our team members in our community. And when we, you know, high tide raises all boats. Yes. And we see that with our profitability, with our commitment from our employees, and it's something I'm very proud of.
Indeed, and I think it's something that I look forward to continue to building upon and supporting as we move forward.
You know, we fully believe and acknowledge that our greatest strength as a firm lies in our people. We've talked a lot about our community of solvers. It's the collective talent, dedication, and collaboration of our team members that drives our success and defines who we are as a company. Each person brings their unique skills and perspectives to the table, creating a culture where innovation, problem-solving, and genuine care for one another, where we can thrive. As we think back on the year of 2024, are there specific stories, accomplishments, or moments of teamwork that stand out to you, Dave, that exemplify the very best of Lamprey Nearson? Whether it's a team that rose to meet a challenge or an individual whose actions inspired others, what example do you feel best represents the spirit of our community of solvers and underscores why our people are truly our strength and stay?
You know, this is a great question. And as I think about our team, our collective group of people, and I think about is there one story that best exemplifies it? The answer is no. There are so many. One of the things that I've always enjoyed about being an engineer, especially one who really came up in the construction industry, is the opportunity then to solve problems that others bring us. So whether it's a crisis that needs to be addressed immediately or a challenge that takes time and teamwork and collaboration, to me, it's always been the joy of solving problems that's been at the root of my experience as an engineer. And so with that in mind, what I've really been able to see, especially through this transition period, and as I've opened my eyes and trying to broaden the horizons of who are we at our very core at Lamprey Nearson, I've been able to experience multiple opportunities, both with individuals and teams, where we're solving problems head on. And they're not just engineering problems. And I think that's what stands out to me so much. So we've certainly been on a path of leadership transitions over the course of this year and really for the last couple of years. We've had some pretty major transitions that present problems that maybe aren't engineering problems, but they're problems that we have come together to solve and work through and understand. We've also, had some challenges on project sites where somebody winds up stepping up and saying, we've got an issue. Very specifically, what comes to mind, we've seen the team that supports the work we do with the Omaha Airport Authority at Epley Airfield rally really more than once this year as some significant conflicts arise during construction. There's been some scheduling challenges. There's been multiple projects trying to operate in the same space. There have been unexpected things encountered underground that impacted how do we build this project. And our team has rallied to get all of the stakeholders together and address the problem and push forward towards a solution. That's been a team effort to do that. But we've also then seen internally where we have an employee who has a personal challenge, a personal issue, and our team has rallied around them. I think of our team that supports our oil and gas industry. And we had a team member that needed to take some time. And the rest of the team came together and said, we've got this. We'll carry the load. Mm-hmm. We're going to support you so that you can take the time to do what you need to do. And we'll continue to meet the needs of the client. And as a result, the team is stronger. More people have developed skills to be a part of ongoing efforts to meet the client's expectations and then some. It has continued to drive work. And our team member is stronger as well. And most recently, we've seen another significant health issue with one of our internal team members and the rallying support around them to just watch our folks come together. It solidifies that sense of camaraderie and connection and commitment to each other that, to me, defines who we are as people. My story includes much the same kind of support. As an employee running through some challenges early in my career, the people of this company rallied around me. And to this day, it's one of the things that continues to just be that foundational piece that connects me to this company. Mm-hmm. It's part of why I'm here. The people make up who we are and continue to strengthen our team. There isn't one story that exemplifies whether it's 2024 or throughout my career. It's countless numbers of stories because we are who we are. We support each other. We're committed to each other. And as a result, we're committed to our clients, our communities, and the long-term viability of our company.
Yeah. It's everything you said is so true, Dave. And I've seen it time after time after time. What great examples. You know, in the holiday season, we hope it's a time when the pace of life slows. Doesn't always happen, but we hope it is. And we're offering a chance to reflect on the path we've walked together over the past year. At Lamprey Nearson, being reflectful and grateful means pausing to acknowledge the milestones we've reached, the challenges we've overcome, and the countless contributions of every individual in our community of solvers. It's a season to celebrate the projects that have left a positive mark on our communities, the creativity and dedication that define our work, and the relationships that have made it all possible. Gratitude in this context extends beyond simply saying thank you. It's about truly recognizing the people and moments that inspire us to be better, colleagues who lend a hand, clients who trust us, and the communities that welcome our efforts to make a difference. Dave, what message would you like to share with the Lampernearson team as we close out 2024? How do you view this season as an opportunity for us all to embrace gratitude for what we've accomplished together, honor the relationships that make our work meaningful, and find renewed energy for the journey ahead?
You know, Nancy, as I think about this year, and really think more than just this year, but about the legacy that we have as a company and the legacy that you leave as CEO, I hope that our team recognizes the value in our shared experiences, in the joy and the satisfaction in overcoming those challenges that we faced, and then really looking at the opportunities that are before us as we transition into 2025. Transitions, you know, obviously in particular, are really a time to reflect on what worked well, and then maybe what might benefit from some personal and collective commitment for adjustments in the future. We get the opportunity to really look back on where we started, to see the successes that we've achieved over the course of the year, and then chart a course for what's coming up. And by having a heart of gratitude, which is really, I think, at the heart of what we're talking about here, we can approach that introspective look at 2024 and the time that we've all spent together under your leadership as CEO with that foundation of joy that really puts us in the right frame of mind to approach the coming year and the work ahead. So what I want people to know and understand and hear as we finish out this year is we have this opportunity to just be filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for where we are, for how we've gotten here as a team, how we've been led, how we have followed, how we've partnered together, and how that sets a foundation for incredible opportunities in the years to come. And that's really what I am excited about as we step into the coming years.
Yeah, I'm excited for Lampernearson as well for those very reasons. As we close out 2024, this time of year invites us to appreciate what we've achieved and look ahead with a sense of purpose and renewal, which, Dave, you were just talking about. It's a chance to carry forward the lessons we've learned, celebrate the bonds that unite us, and embrace the possibilities of a new year with energy and optimism. As we look toward the new year, what hopes, wishes, or dreams do you have for our team as we continue to build a legacy of collaboration, innovation, and purpose? And how can this holiday season serve as a time of reflection and renewal, allowing everyone to carry the spirit of season into their work and lives in the coming year?
You know, as I'm thinking about what do I hope our team really carries into the new year, I really hope they carry this sense of connectedness, this sense of authentic relationship, the sense of authentic bonds that keep us together and help us drive forward. Certainly, the end of the year is that opportune time to look back. We were just talking about that. And do it with some humility and with some grace as we think about where we've been, what we've accomplished, and as we look forward to the coming years, to bring our authentic selves to the work that we do, to the clients that we support and serve, to the communities that we invest in, that it just reflects who we are from our very core. The holiday season, to me, is certainly a time of looking back, recognizing the blessings that we've received, and then looking for ways that we can continue to grow and expand those opportunities to bless others, to look for ways to reach into the community, to reach into our partnerships as team members, to look for ways to work with our clients and the contractors that are doing the work that we've designed, to focus on the positive outcomes. What are we seeking to accomplish, and how do we do that together? Teamwork is so vital to what we do. It can't be about what we get as an individual. It's really about how do we get there together. And so I really hope that people will take the time to look back at those partnerships, to look back at that connectedness, to know that it comes from a very authentic place of self, and that can drive us on into the future for success.
I couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Legacy Listening Podcast. It's an incredible honor to serve you as host and share the stories that shape who we are at Lamprey-Nierson. A special thank you to our today's guest, Dave MacGyver, for joining us and sharing his vision and reflections. Dave, your leadership and passion for our purpose are truly inspiring, and I couldn't be prouder to pass the torch to you. To our listeners and past guests I've had the opportunity to sit down and chat with, thank you for being part of this journey. Your support and engagement has made Legacy Listening such a meaningful platform for connection and storytelling. As I step away and Dave takes on this role in 2025, I encourage you to continue tuning in for new conversations, fresh perspectives, and inspiring stories that will carry our legacy forward. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, wishing you all a wonderful holiday season and a bright year ahead.